Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Dhamtur Sugar Mills Limited Q1 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the opening remarks by the management. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Naveen Agarwal, Head Institutional Equities at SKP Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Agarwal.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Dhamtur Sugar Mills Limited and SKP Securities to this financial results conference call. We have with us Mr. Gaurav Goyal, Managing Director, and his colleagues, Mr. Anand Pande, CEO, Mr. Sushil Mehrotra, CFO, Mr. Vineet Gupta, AVP Finance, and Mr. Akshat Kapoor, AVP Finance. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Goyal, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Goyal.
Thank you. A very warm welcome to all of you at Dhamtur's Q1 FY23 earnings call. I will now ask our CFO to go over the key points of Q1 FY23. Over to you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, a very warm welcome once again to our Q1 FY23 earnings call. First of all, I'd like to brief you about the current industry scenario. As per the latest ISMA estimate of July 2022, as a current estimate, the sugar production is 36 million tons, net of estimated sugar sacrifice of about 3.4 million tons in favor of the ethanol in current sugar season, 2021-22. The government allowed the export only through the permits and fixed a maximum quantity of 10 million tons for the entire season, on 24th of May 2022. Subsequently, we expect approval of 1.2 million tons for the further export very shortly. The sugar exports have helped the balance the entire sugar market, and as a result, there are no upward or downward spikes in the sugar prices. The estimated sugar stock will be about 6.73 million tons at the end of sugar season as on 30th September 2022, which is equivalent to about 3 months of the consumption of the country. 4.5 million tons of sugar production is expected to be diverted to ethanol from the cane juice and B-heavy molasses route in the sugar season 2022-23, as compared to about 3.4 million tons estimated in the current sugar season. Therefore, after accounting for the reduction of this 4.5 million tons in the sugar production through the cane juice and B-heavy molasses route, the sugar production in season 2022-23 at around 35.5 million tons of the sugar and consumption would be around 27.5 million tons. Therefore, keeping a surplus of about 8 million tons, which will be available for the potential exports in the next season. Now, coming to the performance of the company, we had our board meeting to approve the Q1 FY23 results yesterday on 27th of July, and I'm sure you have had the opportunity to go through our results. The company had crushed 7.18 lakh tons of sugarcane and produced 0.57 lakh tons of sugar in Q1 FY23, as against 7.89 lakh tons crushed in the previous year corresponding quarter and 0.88 lakh tons produced in the same quarter. I'm happy to inform that Dhamtur plant crushed 244.29 lakh tons of cane in this year, in this season, which is highest ever crushed by the unit. Our recovery has been 7.93% net of sugar sacrifice for B-heavy and syrup diverted for the ethanol production. The gross recovery has been 12.65% in Q1 FY23. The sugar inventory is 1.39 lakh tons, including raw sugar of 0.04 lakh tons, valued at about 30,850 per ton. Sugar sales have been 1.22 lakh tons, including raw sugar of 0.31 lakh tons in Q1 FY23, and our average sugar realization in the quarter has been upwards of 34,520 per ton, and the raw sugar realization has been 33,470 per ton. The company produced ethanol from the sugarcane syrup as well, and 1.76 lakh tons of the cane was diverted to ethanol production from the syrup. The ethanol produced from syrup was 148.71 lakh liters. The company's proposed distillery expansion plan is progressing as envisaged earlier, and as informed in the last call, this will produce this will be a capacity of about 130 KL per day on C molasses, which will have a dual feed capacity of 100 KL per day on the grain. And post expansion, the total distillery capacity will stand at about 500 KL per day on B heavy, including 100 KL on the grain. The financial closure for the project has already been achieved. I'd now like to take you through the financial performance of the company for the quarter ended June 22. Our consolidated performance, the revenues have been about 828.9 crore, which is higher by 52.32% over the corresponding quarter last year. EBITDA has been 86.9 crore, higher by 23.3% over the corresponding quarter. The PBT is 57.4 crores, which is higher by 35.7% over the corresponding quarter. The profit after tax is at 39.3 crore, which is higher by 26.4% over the corresponding quarter. The cash profit is 60.3 crores, as against 47.6 crore, which is again higher by 26.6%. Our standalone performance, the revenues from operations during the year stood at 819.5 crores, which is higher by 50.6% over the corresponding quarter. EBITDA is 83.3 crores, higher by 18.1% over the corresponding quarter. PBT is 53.8 crore, higher by 27.2%. Profit after tax, 35.7 crore, higher by 14.8%, and cash profit 56.7 crores against 56.7 crore against 47.6 crore, which is again higher by 19.1% over the corresponding quarter. The company's performance improved mainly due to higher sugar sales by 0.37 lakh tons, which is at 3.69 lakh quintals for the current quarter, and higher sugar realization from 32,479 in the previous year corresponding quarter to about 34,520 per ton in this quarter. Our current ratio now stands at 1.26 times, and long-term debt to equity is 0.25. Let me now take you through the business-wise performance. The standalone performance, our share of revenue from the sugar business is marginally higher at 56.4% as against 54.8% in the corresponding quarter last year. From power business, it is slightly lower, 4.5% versus 7.2% in the last year. Ethanol business is 14.8% versus 15.6% in Q1 FY22. Chemicals is 9.4% versus 9.7%, and potable spirits have again the higher revenue at 14.2% versus 11.8% in the corresponding quarter of the last year. Our share of profit from the sugar business in the current quarter is 32.2% against 8.8%. Power is 20.9% versus 23.6%. Ethanol is 32.8% versus 52.2%. Chemical is 13.4% versus 15.9%. Potable spirits have shown improvement by reduction of the segment loss. The company has made a repayment of long-term debt of about 10.2 crores in this quarter. And the long-term debt outstanding as of 30th June is 254 crores. So these are our financial numbers on the broad level. Thank you so much, and we'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may enter star and 1 to ask a question. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Nimish Shed from GT Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hi. Good afternoon and congratulations. This is your first set of results and conference call after the subdivision of the company into two. I have a couple of questions. First of all, your presentation was very exhaustive, so thank you for that. It did not contain any details of your debt. So if you could provide us with some information on your debt, long-term, short-term, what part of it is under this interest subvention, etc. The second question is on ethanol. Your plant is expected to be commissioned, the 130 KLPD, before the season starts, the ethanol seasons. During the upcoming season, that is 22-23, will this plant produce about 14 crore liters through the molasses route, apart from whatever additional it produces from the grain route? Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, so after you ask all of them, I'll answer them.
The last question is on cane. What is the initial outlook for cane in UP and in our command area in particular? Are we looking at a degrowth, growth, substantial growth? I mean, whatever. It's a bit early, but still. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Nimesh. So I'll start with your first question. Our long-term debt is 254 crores as of 30th June 2022. As far as working capital goes, as you know, that varies Q on Q. So obviously, you know, Q4 for us is the highest stock. Q1 becomes slightly lower. But as of 30th June 2022, our total working capital drawn was 550 crores is our working capital drawn, which obviously will come down as of once we finish Q2. On your other question on our expansion will be ready by 1st of January 2023. So we will lose out on about 2 months. And that was mainly because of certain issues on commodity prices that happened in March, April, May, because of which our project got delayed by about a month. So 1st of January is when the expanded capacity is expected to come on stream. Okay. On the cane side, as of now, the rainfall seems to be normalish. So we expect our cane to be slightly higher than what it was last year. But in the Q2 call, I'll be able to inform you better with numbers because surveys are still on as we speak.
Okay. Noted. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjeev Kumar Damani from SKT Consulting. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, sir, you are.
Sir, congratulations for very good set of numbers and thanks for exhaustive presentation. But for the first time, I noted that you have not mentioned the valuation of the sugar inventory. Otherwise, in your presentation, you always mention the rate per kg as you assess the, for the closing stock on the quarter. So can I know the rate at which it is being valued on 30th June?
Sorry, I think that we missed that point. From Q2, we will make sure that is there. So our valuation of sugar stock as of 30th June is
30.85. Thank you very much, sir. Now I want to learn from you that, sir, when we crush 1 ton of sugar cane, we get how much liters of syrup and how much liter of syrup, this 1 kg cane can make ethanol directly. So I know the percentage can vary on the yield basis, but can you give some rough estimate so that we can take it into our calculations?
So basically what you should assume is that in case the pollen cane or the total sugar what I would get is at 10%, the yield on ethanol out of syrup I will get is about 650 liters.
650 liters, right, sir?
650
liters one ton of cane.
On 1 ton of cane basis, that increased sugar I would get at 10%. Agar chini mere ko usse milti, ek ton se mujhe milti 100 quintal. चीनी तब उसमें जो अगर मैं डायरेक्ट एथेनॉल बनाऊंगा तो उसमें मुझे मिलनी चाहिए अबाउट 650 से 660 लीटर। तो अगर यही मेरी अगर हो जाएगी 12,
हाँ हाँ,
तो वो उतनी बढ़ती रहेगी।
यदि 12% यील्ड हो गया तो
मेरा वो आ जाएगा क्लोज टू अबाउट 800 के आसपास।
800 के आसपास आ जाएगा, ओके सर
जी।
एंड इन दिस केस यू आर नॉट डिराइविंग एनी शुगर सर, व्हेन यू डायरेक्टली यूज सिरप टू मेक इथेनॉल यू आर नॉट रिकवरिंग एनी शुगर फ्रॉम दिस सिरप। व्हेन वी से
एकदम राइट।
अच्छा सर, सेकेंडली इन दी क्लोजिंग स्टॉक्स यू आर नॉट मेंशनिंग मोलासेस एज ऑन डेट, द मोलासेस दैट यू होल्ड, सो दैट आई मीन द वैल्यूएशन ऑफ मोलासेस कैन बी असेस्ड। एंड सेकेंडली आई मीन वी डू नॉट नो एग्जैक्टली हाउ मच लीटर्स ऑफ इथेनॉल यू आर स्टिल गोइंग टू मेक इन द नेक्स्ट क्वार्टर एंड क्वार्टर देयर आफ्टर। So, because of the stock of the molasses, if you have sufficient, then you can run for 6 months. So, can I get some more idea about it?
But again, you have to realize that we don't have to run from 30th June for 6 months. We have to only run for 4 months. Because after that, my plant will start and the new, jo shira hai, that will come back to us. So, we have got sufficient stocks to run through the whole year.
Okay. So can I get, you have some closing stock of 12 lakh liters of ethanol right now as per the presentation. So how much more you are going to make and will that be suffice to complete the obligation of last contract that we have taken with OMCs?
Yes, we have sufficient stocks to run our plant for the next 4 months till the time we start our next season. Meanwhile, we have a bee heavy molasses of 0.69 lakh tons in stock.
Okay, so how many more ethanol liters that we are going to make in this next 4 months?
69
and 12 lakh we have got already, sir. And how much more we will make up to?
So from each quintal of molasses,
so we will do about 2.1 crore liters is what we will supply over the next 4 months.
Next 4 months, 2.1 crore will be net more supplied from 1st July onward.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Achha, coming to the last question about potable spirits, you have inventory of 18,903 cases. So here also our obligation of supplying on based on our levy quota, is it over or you are still going to supply more in next coming quarter after June?
It will still be more and it will be done even in the next 3 months also.
Okay. Then the entire levy which we were supposed to give them will be fully utilized in this.
Sir, I hope so, sir.
Achha. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Shailesh Kanani from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I had a couple of questions on international front. Recently, we have witnessed that raw sugar prices last at least 10 to 15 days have seen quite a lot of correction. In spite of Brazil production not looking that great, can you throw some light on those figures and your view on the same?
Yeah, so we've also seen in the last about 10 to 12 days, we've seen New York really coming down. And that is a reason of two. So one is that, crude prices have started to come down. That is why people believe that Brazil will start to produce more of sugar because, crude being down. That is one of the reasons. Secondly, it has also been because India is seeing a very big crop for 22-23. So these are the two reasons why we have seen sugar prices globally dropping over the last about 10 days.
Okay. So when do you, just carrying on with the same question, when you say that we have seen a good crop for 22-23, what are the estimates or what are the market expectations on that side?
So see, as we all spoke about earlier, that about 7.5 to 8 million tons of sugar is what we believe will be in surplus in India in FY 22-23, and that is the sort of quantity that India will have to export next year.
Okay.
So we are in touch, even government is aware of all these numbers, and they are fully, you know, so we are in dialogue. They have been very proactive, as you all know, for the last about 3 or 4 years, vis-a-vis exports, about blending. So we are very sure that they will come out with an answer as to how India will evacuate this 8 million tons next year.
Okay, so just drawing a picture, the supposition that I think right now the rates are around 17% around, hovering around that level for the last couple of days. So that would not be representative either for landlocked players in UP or either on coastal region, right? Be it Maharashtra or Karnataka. So what other avenues do you think we have just in case if the international prices don't improve from here on? What do you think means what are the different avenues for reducing this 7-8 million tons, whatever the figure may be, going ahead of excess inventory?
Shailesh, you know, we have seen this over the last now about 3.5 years, right? Right now, it's in early days to say whether New York will go up or not when we start to export at that point of time. But as I said, if you see apart from last year, when there was no subsidy given by government to us, the previous year, if we talk about 2021, they gave us 6,000 per ton to export. And the previous year, prior to that, they offered us 8,300. So they are also very proactive in this, seeing what is the global price, what is our COP at that point of time. So I'm sure that we'll come out with an answer, but there is no option for India but to export 8 million tons in FY23.
Okay, because I also believe that export subsidy is no longer going to be prevalent given the WTO ruling. Do you think that can still come in?
Yeah, so see, there are lots of ifs and buts, but as I said, that we are still very early in the year right now. Exports will only start in the Q4 of FY22. Let's see what the prices are. See, India, so the world needs Indian sugar. Whether they need from us 6 million tons, 7 or 8, anyone's guess. Even for 21-22, India has already done exports of about 10 million tons, and 1.2 further is what we all will do. Exactly a year back, you and me would not have ever expected India to export as much as to what we all have done.
True.
So there is a global shortage. We'll have to wait for about a month and a half more to see what is the final crop of Brazil. And then we will know how much of sugar India can export next year. But 6 million tons is still a global shortage which only India can meet.
Right. So second on realization front, on the domestic front, we have seen a flattish rates for Q1Q. Any color you can throw on that? What is the outlook? How do you see prices shaping up in the domestic market?
So see, I have said it even earlier in my earlier calls. I believe the prices to stay pretty much stable. We are right now at about 34.5 to 35. I would see just about $1 plus on my mind. From here, I don't expect prices to drop down to 32. And I'm talking about North India as of now, not about West. So I expect prices to stay within that range of about 34 to 36 is the price range that I see for the next 3 to 4 months.
Okay. Fair enough. So last question from my side. I believe in some regions we have already reached around 11% of blending. So how has been the outlook on, or how has been the offtake from the OMC side?
Very, very good. I think that the push that we have got from government and from OMCs has been very, very good. We are already speaking about taking it higher. As of now, as of 30th June, the average blending has been about 9.8 for India wide, which is excellent. Certain states have already allowed going to 11. Now we also were speaking about going to 12 next year because, you know, as you know, that expansions are happening both on the side of the sugar side and also on grain. So to achieve even 20 by 2025, this has to be a gradual increase which we have to do. I think that we are all geared up now to reach 20 by 2025.
Okay, fair enough. It's a question. Sir, what is the current ethanol production capacity in India wise and how has it been for last year? How has it been the growth?
So for FY21-22, ethanol has been at about 460 crore liters is what is for FY21-22. For 22-23, we expect it to go up to about 550 crore liters.
Okay. So that is what you're talking about blending, right?
Yeah, that is what will go to the OMC.
Yeah. My thing was that I wanted to know the installed capacity India-wise. What is the installed capacity of ethanol per se? And how is that shifting? What kind of capacities are coming?
That is what I mean. Currently, it is 450 crore liters. Next year, it will grow to 550 crore liters.
Okay. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one on your phone. The next question is from the line of Pratiksha Daftari from Equitas Investment. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is regarding ethanol profitability. So we've seen some dip there. So just wanted to understand what is the transfer price for molasses this quarter vis-a-vis last quarter?
Could you please repeat the question?
Transfer price.
Okay, transfer price for the feedstock, it's basically computed considering the market potential, and the last year the price was about 800 rupees per quintal, and this year it is 1,350 rupees.
So, would this be the key reason for profitability impact, or is there anything else?
Yes, you are right. This is the impact.
It is basically on transfer price where we actually see two things. The cost of cane and the price of sugar that we can get out of sugar itself. And on that basis, we will finalize transfer price.
Okay. Understood. And if you could just give the detail of the volumes exported during this quarter and average realization for exports in this quarter.
We have exported about 32,000 tons in this quarter. And the realization has been about 33,470 rupees.
Sorry, 33,400?
470.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nimesh Sheth from GT Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hi, just a follow-up question. In your presentation in the last slide, cost trends, etc., you talk about growth focus, ethanol and chemicals. So on ethanol, yes, you've clearly specified everything, your expansion and all. What are your plans on the chemical side? Are there any plans that you wish to discuss or share with us?
Yes, so still slightly early days, I'll be able to perhaps offer you a better light on that. But I think that the chemical side is one thing that we've been now studying for the last few months as to what next for Dhampur as a company. We have been doing basic chemicals for the last 20 years, but now what next? So that is the plan, that how do we get into specialized or we don't. So that is a study that we are doing as we speak. We are hiring experts on that to try and help us if we really believe that that is the field that we want to go into. So specialized chemicals is one area that Dhampur wants to explore over the next 6 to 12 months. That is why, as you also know, that we've hired a new CEO whose expertise is on that side, and we hope that he'll help us plan the future for us on that front.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Tala Varun Reddy from SR Industries. Please go ahead.
My question is, Dhampur Sugar Mills is going into Dhampur Bioorganics and Dhampur Sugar Mills. So could I know when Dampur Bio will be listed in the stock market, and what is the dividend that you didn't mention any dividend that you are going to provide to the investors?
So on Dampur Bio, because it is a separate company now, I can surely say that all papers have been filed with the stock exchanges, and we hope it is done shortly, but we cannot offer an exact time, but we are offering, but we do believe it can be. Why don't you tell us?
On the listing of Dampur Bio, the in-principle approval has been received from the stock exchanges. Now the request letter has been filed with the SEBI, and in the normal course, they would take anything up to 1 month. So it is expected by third week of August to get listed.
Okay, thanks. And what about the dividend that for the June quarter?
Are you talking about Dampur Bio?
No, Dampur Sugar Mills.
No, so Q1, no. So we have no dividend that was proposed or approved by the board for dividend in Q1.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashram Motwani, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. I just had one question, a couple of questions. One is, I wanted to understand what is the pricing for power. I see there's a small dip in the realization from 3.75 to 3.59 in the current quarter. And my second question is, in terms of pricing of raw sugar in the international market. Wanted to understand what is the cost of production, if you would give me an idea of cost of production of raw sugar in Brazil vis-a-vis what the current pricing is. So if you could just throw some light on that.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Power price is slightly lower because, as you know, that we have got two plants which supply power to the grid. Rajpura plant, the power rate there is 4.1 per unit, and in the Dampur plant, it is 3.1. Our Rajpura plant, because it shut slightly earlier than last year, that is why you have seen a slight dip in the overall price of power that we got for Q1. On the raw side, Brazil, the sugar price is half of ours. So that is why the costing is exactly half of ours. So our costing of raw comes to about 28.5 per kg. Brazil is at about 20 to 21. I'm talking about Indian, I'm talking about as per our own rates, not as per real.
Right. So, okay. So, yeah. So, if would you have a sense in real per terms, what would be the costing?
So, because see, real has also fluctuated a lot, right? So, real has depreciated a lot in the last about 2.5 years. So, I really don't have that exact number, but I can have it worked out for you.
Sure. Right. Thanks.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Rajya Santalia from Astralit Investments. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on the set of numbers. I had a more broader conceptualized question on the industry.
Sorry, but I can't hear you very clearly. I can't hear you.
So if you're bearing your phones, we would request you to speak from directly from the handset mode.
Now?
Yeah, it's better now.
So congratulations on a good set of numbers. So my question is more on the industry side, and with respect to the recent order from the government on capping exports. My question is, considering how much ethanol is being diverted, how much of our sugar production is being diverted towards ethanol, and this was said a few years ago also that sugar production on a yearly basis is going to massively decrease, and the overproduction of the carrying inventory is going to eventually decrease to your box stop that every company or the industry as a whole should carry. So, although this 10 million tons was anticipated as a non-event, can we still see that theme playing out where eventually in 2-3 years, the industry won't have enough sugar to export, and whether it's banned or not banned, and we will only be left with our buffer stock for the next 4 or 5 months till our plant doesn't start?
Fair point. Again, but we have to realize one thing. The government banned exports only after India exported 10 million tons. Apart, prior to that, it was under OGTL, exports were happening. Government had a slight sort of an issue that India shouldn't fall short of sugar for next year. They got convinced, and that is why they are now, they all are now saying that yes, about 1 to 1.2 million tons of further exports can happen. I for surely believe that India, vis-a-vis our sugarcane, vis-a-vis the excellent monsoons that we are seeing all over India, we have a great crop even for FY22-23. 3.4 million tons was diverted this year. We should improve to, we should go up to about 4.5 million tons next year. Even if we reach 20, almost close to about, we all do believe that diversion which will take place will be almost close to 10 to 12 million tons. And once we get that done, and assuming that the cane crop will not be higher, India will be self-sufficient, where we will not need to export too much, even after 3 years.
And not exporting too much will not make a difference to the companies operating.
Yeah, exactly. See, so one, the basic reason that India exports or is exporting is because we don't have any other revenue as on date. Once the ethanol capacities go up, we can divert more and more sugarcane into that area, and that much of lower export is what India will then need to do for years to come.
Sir, thank you for your answers. Two more very quick questions. One is, there were rumors about the government trying to try ethanol within aviation fuel shipping. Is there any truth to these rumors, sir? And can we see that happening in the future?
Yeah, so, you know, globally, it has already started to happen. India is also doing their own trials. But as of now, that is slightly far ahead in the future, because we need, first of all, blending for our two-wheelers and for our four-wheelers. But yes, aviation fuel, shipping fuel, the world over is being tried upon. And I do believe there is a success story which has started happening there. Obviously, India will also take up to that challenge as soon as we have that much of capacity in place.
Okay. And sir, my last question is on the ethanol production front. When we reach, can you see India with the whole crude oil and our dependence on crude oil and that the crude oil imports affecting the rupee, have you seen a drastic change in the mindset of the government in terms of increasing the focus on renewable sources of energy like ethanol, or there has been no impact whatsoever?
No, I think there has been a huge impact. I think that the government, I mean, what we are talking about, blending 2 years back, we did about 200 crore liters. We have already touched 450. Next year, we are talking about 550. We are talking about close to 1.3 billion liters in the next 3 years. I think that we are on the right track, totally on the right track. We have also now started to talk about flexi fuel. So why stop at E20? Why not go up to E100 or E85? So FFEs have also been now on dialogue. So FFEs are already there. We've had meetings with the auto guys. By FY24, FFEs will start to come into India also. So by 1st April 2023, all two-wheelers will be ready to blend up to 20% FFE. As far as what my understanding is from the auto guys, is that they will start to supply FFEs from FY24-25.
And FFEs classified over 20%, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, so FFEs are classified as of now in India, it is classified up to 85%.
Okay.
But we are also now speaking to two of them, why to stop at 85, why not do FFEs up to 100? But as of now, the current rule in India is FFEs up to 85.
And so most of your cars can accommodate flex fuel?
So only the new ones. With the new ones, bit like will start to come up from, as I said, from 24-25, they can do up to 85. Vehicles which will start to come from 1st April 2023, they'll be fully compliant for blending up to 20.
And so going ahead, let's say, just an example, if we target 50% blending by, say, 2030 at about 1500 crore liters, and where, how much percentage do you see of that 50% blending coming from sugar vis-a-vis grains?
Again, see, extremely hard to answer right now, but India sugar mills have capacity to do as much, but we have to also see that we have sufficient amounts of sugar. So it will always be a balance which will happen year on year. That is why even our own expansion that we all are doing, we are also putting up a grain-based plant just in case India needs more sugar. Our ethanol plant won't shut and we will divert 100 KL to grain. So I think everyone will, you know, try and do that.
But sir, isn't the grain, the whole process of grain-based production of ethanol versus sugarcane, using sugarcane, isn't sugarcane way more profitable?
That is an option that sugar mills will have. So that is a great option. So you see, you have a hedge. In case you see sugar cane being lower, you can go to grain. If you see cane being higher, stick to cane. So this is an optional it's an optional hedge that sugar mills will always have.
And so my last question is, can we assume that and the majority will be from sugarcane and not grains?
See, for sugar mills, it will always be from cane. For the grain guys, obviously, they all have no option but to do from grain only.
Correct. No, but my question is, sir, let's say 1,500 crore liters, the government says in 2030, we need 1,500 crore liters of ethanol. Can we assume that 60% at a minimum level, of course it's very hard to assume, will be from sugarcane-based ethanol and the others can be grain-based? Or would you say the balance should be more 50-50?
I mean, I would see, again, very hard to say as of now, take any number you like. It can be in that range. 50 to 60 will come from sugarcane. Balance will be out of the grain.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Sanjeev Kumar Damani from SKD Consulting. Please go ahead.
Namaskar. Goyal Saab, this is just to acknowledge that you have been very, very kind and we are thankful to you for getting our answers. And sir, I salute you for your excellency and I wish you all the best. And in your leadership, Dhampur will grow, reach very big heights. This is what I wish. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for your kind word. But this is all your love, which you have said. But thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Udit Gupta, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So my question is that what is the processing cost of ethanol per liter, sir?
Excuse me, what is my?
What is the processing cost of ethanol per liter?
It comes about $7.
So does that include transportation cost?
Transport is, I mean, that is, this is, I'm speaking about COP. So my COP, if I don't take my feedstock into it, then it is about $7 per liter is my
And so like the cost that you have to incur to send the ethanol to the ONC, so is that separate over this?
Yeah, so transport they all pay us, but if we go to certain areas which are slightly far or slightly closer, there I might lose about 30 to 80 paisa depending, or I may gain 10 paisa, but that is it, not too high.
Okay. It's not a big figure, I guess.
No.
And sir, you're saying that the expansion of distillery will be complete by January 2023?
Ji.
Sir, how many liters are we expected to produce after the expansion is complete? So is it about 12 crore liters?
So we are right now at 215 KL on C. We will go up to 380, and on B heavy and on syrup we'll be around close to about 500. So assuming that we get about 10 months for the full, we will do 15 crores less 20%. About 15 crores, about 14 to 15 crores is what we expect to sell to the OMCs in FY in the whole year of 23.
Okay. So I was talking about like FY 24 if we take, so like when the entire production.
So FY 24 you can expand it by about 1.5 crore more. So about 16 crores is what we will do for the whole year of 24.
And sir, this excludes our levy molasses and all that. So this is like the
So that is over and above that.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Sorry. Udit, I just want to answer that once more. So it is 500 into 315 solar. Yeah, so 16 crores that I said, I'm so sorry, it includes a levy also. So levy would be minus out of this.
Okay, so it would be roughly how much, sir?
So, see, as of now, levy is at 18. So, our export will be about 14 and 2 will go for levy.
Okay, so 14 to ONC and 2 for levy.
1 to 1.52. So, you know, again, levy rates are changing every day. Right now, we are at 18. Last year, we were at 12. Next year, they are talking to have it even higher. So I'm just offering you a ballpark.
Yes, sir. Ballpark is about 14 years old.
Haji.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nimish Sheth from GT Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sorry. You know, you gave us an answer of the long-term debt as on 30th June 2022. That's 254 crores. How much of this is the debt that's under subvention? I mean, the lower interest debt. Most of it.
I think so. Largely, this is under the subvention. It's all based on for the project. But some debt which we had raised last year is in the range of about 6% to 7.3%. So that adds up to somewhere around 150 crores. So that is outside of this, and the balance is all under subvention.
And the new loan of 120 that we are taking right now, that will be also under the subvention.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
All the best. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shailesh Ganani from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity again, sir. Just continuing with the question, the answer you replied, our production circuit of aluminum getting delayed by 2 months. Because of commodity prices, can you just elaborate? I didn't understand that. How the prices have impacted the day?
The prices didn't impact us. So even though CapEx was finalized earlier, but as you know that during the month of March, April, May, the steel prices went through the roof. And that is where the suppliers sort of had lots of issues to procure steel. And most of our own input costs for our CapEx is mainly steel, whether it is stainless or mild steel. These are the two major components. So because of that, they were not able to get the steel. And that is why our project got delayed by about a month to a month and a half.
Okay. Just to understand further on this, these are fixed price contracts.
So ours are all fixed price, but you know, we have to appreciate practical, right, that in case a person who you place an order to, if his own cost goes up by almost 30 to 40%, he will always, you know, come back to us for a higher price. So we were all in a wait and watch mode. So that is why, you know, we have to be fair on both sides. The prices of steel went up just too high. I mean, let's say if it's a small gap here or there, we all can handle it.
Can you just know the involved parties, who are the suppliers for this facility?
Ethanol expansion is happening from this firm in Pune called Excel, and our boiler is from Isjek. Turbine is from Siemens. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was the last question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Goel for closing remarks.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, once again for joining our call. We appreciate all your support and interest in our results, and we look forward to meet you again around the next quarter. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. On behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.